We are up to Simen Kuf Peches. We're up to Sif Hei. B'Shabbos Oma Ba Ritzei V'Achalitzeinu. On Shabbos we say Ritzei. U'Rish Chodesh V'Yontiv Chola Shel Moed Oma Yalav Yavo. On Rish Chodesh Yontiv Chola Moed we say Yalav Yavo. V'im Chol Echad Mehem B'Shabbos. If Rish Chodesh Yontiv Chola Moed falls on Shabbos, Omer Ritzei V'Achalitzeinu V'Acharkach Yalav Yavo. We say Ritzei and Yalav Yavo. Now, why do we say Ritzei and Yalav Yavo in the bracha of Yerushalayim? Because this is a bracha that is a request, and therefore we add them because they're bakashas rachamim in these brachas. Says the Mishnah Brura, what happens if someone says Ritzei or Yalav Yavo in Noda Lecha? Bidyevet, he is not Yotze. Why is it that we say Ritzei before Yalav Yavo? Because Shabbos is Todir. In Ritzei, we don't mention Yontif. In Yalav Yavo, we don't mention Shabbos. The reason is each one is a separate askari in its own proper way, and to mention one in the other would be doubling it. We have no reason to say it twice. Sivov To'o V'lo Hiskir Shal Shabbos. What happens if someone left out Ritzei? Omer, he is to say, Baruch Atah Hashem. Now, where is this? This is the person finished the bracha of Bonei Barachim of Yerushalayim Amen, and then he realized that he skipped Ritzei. So what he does is, before he starts the bracha of Hatov Ameitiv, Omer, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Shenosan Shabbosis Lemnuchol Yamar Yisrael Biava, Laos Ulebris, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadesh HaShabbos. Vim tovelo hisker shol yontif. If the person did not mention yontif, Omer baruch atah Hashem elokeinu melech haolam, asher nosan yomim tovim liyisrael lesoson ulesimcha es yom chag ploni hazeh. You mentioned what the chag is. Baruch atah Hashem mekadesh Yisrael vahazmanim. Vim chal yontif b'shabes, Omer shenosan shabbos lemnuch l'am Yisrael b'yavol leos lebris v'yomim tovim lesoson ulesimcha es yom chag ploni hazeh. Baruch atah Hashem mekadesh shabbos v'Yisrael vahazmanim. Now, this is if he forgot both. But let's say someone remembered Ritzei and forgot Yalav Yavo, he would only say Shenosan Yomim Tovim Lama Yisrael. If he forgot Yalav Yavo, if he said Yalav Yavo and forgot Ritzei, he would say Ashenosan Shabbos Lemnucha. So that Lamaisa, you do not have to add into the bracha something that you already said. Now, on Rosh Hashanah, the Mishnah Brura goes into the idea that Rosh Hashanah, there are different dayas, because Rosh Hashanah, Lemaisa, there are those who hold that there's no chiv of suda on Rosh Hashanah, meaning because one theoretically is allowed to fast on Rosh Hashanah if he chooses to do so. So the question is, what does somebody say on Rosh Hashanah, and is it Likuva? You see, we are later going to learn that for Rish Chodesh, because there's no chiv suda on Rish Chodesh, the halacha is that we are not chosim at the end of the bracha, the Baruch Atah Hashem at the end, Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim, Mekadesh HaShabbos. We would not say Mekadesh Rosh HaChadoshim, Mekadesh Yisrael V'Rosh HaChadoshim, because Rosh Chodesh is not a day that is chayiv in Suda. So there are those who taina that on Rosh Hashanah too, there is no chasima. That is the sheet of the Magen Avraham. The Knesset HaGdolah disagrees, and he says that you are supposed to end with the chasima of Mekadesh Yisrael V'Yom HaZikaron. Now, there are several things to discuss over here. First of all, let's just finish the last words of the Sif here. V'chol brachas halalu b'shem u'malchus. These are all with shem u'malchus. V'hod esagi b'ach bracha davka k'shenisker kodem shehizchol hatov ha-meitiv. This is all if the person didn't yet start hatov ha-meitiv. If somebody remembered after he began the bracha of Atov Ameitiv, he has to go back to the beginning of Birkas Hamazon. Now, first of all, the Mishnah Brura and Bir Halacha has a tzorech iyun. If he just said Bonei Barachim Av Yerushalayim Amen, why can't he just say Ritzei or Yalav Yavo? Why does he have to say Baruch Atah Hashem? The halacha is in Shmoneh Esrei, at least the Mechaber Shita, that before you start the next bracha, say someone said the bracha of Amachazir Shnasol Tzion, remember that he didn't say Yalav Yavo and didn't say Modim Yev. The Mechaber Shita is that he could say Yalav Yavo over there and doesn't have to go back to Ritzei. So the Mishnah Brura leaves it as a kasha. why over here after Bnei Brachim and Yishalayim Amen, why can't you just say Ritzayri Alavi Avo? Nevertheless, the halacha is that we say Baruch Ata Hashem, we say this bracha. What if someone doesn't know it? He'll have to go back to the beginning of benching. What happens if he knows the beginning and the end but doesn't know the middle? That's not ma'akev. Now, the Mishnah Berurah deals with all the different cases of when a person could or couldn't remember. So let's go through them. The first thing is, if somebody said Baruch Atah Hashem of Bonei Brachma V'Yushalayim, he just said Baruch Atah, he should say Ritzayri Alavi over there. He said Baruch Atah Hashem. The Mishnah Berurah comes out that he should say Lamdeni Chukecha, and then go back and say Ritzayri Alavi Avo. Now, what happens if he said Bonei Brachma V'Yushalayim Amen, and then started the Baruch Atah of Hatova Meitiv? So, Lamaisa over there, the Mishnah Berurah comes out that he's allowed to say Asher Nosa, meaning even though he started the bracha Baruch Atah Hashem with the das of saying Hatov Ameitiv, nevertheless, if he catches himself that he left out Ritzei or Yalav Yavo, the halacha is that he should just continue and say Asher Nosan after the Shem Hashem. So again, if he said the Baruch Atah Hashem of Bonei Barachimov, he should say Lamdeni Chukecha and say Ritzei or Yalav Yavo. If he said the Baruch Atah Hashem of Hatov Ameitiv, then he should continue Asher Nosan.